pro-democracy campaigners in Hong Kong have been left reeling after an attack by masked vigilantes. The men, dressed in white T-shirts, assaulted protesters who were returning home at a Hong Kong train station. J. Michael Cole is a Taipei-based senior fellow with the Global Taiwan Institute. He studied the role of vigilante and criminal groups in Hong Kong and Taiwan and says their background is murky.
Well, the information so far is quite preliminary. I mean, they bear all the hallmarks of triads or organized crime, or at least like secret societies. Some reports are now emerging naming a number of local triads in Hong Kong, among them the 14K. This is not the first time. This is probably the most visible instance of, you know, groups of individuals using physical assault against civil society and protesters in Hong Kong. But over the years, similar forces were unleashed against the Umbrella Movement back in 2014. And in the past two decades or so, there have been several occasions where editors, journalists, and owners of media organizations in Hong Kong that are critical of the CCP being physically assaulted, sometimes even attacked with knives and all that. And again, you know, investigations are ongoing, but it's very difficult not to conclude that there is a link to organized crime in Hong Kong.
So who sent them? Is this something spontaneous or organized?
That is the million-dollar question. There is growing circumstantial evidence pointing to the uses by the CCP or its proxies in Hong Kong and in places like Taiwan to conduct some work on behalf of the CCP. I mean, if we go back in history, as early as 1984, Deng Xiaoping already was saying that there are some triads in China whose members are patriotic. And by that, he meant the People's Republic of China. Now, law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and academics are trying to piece all of this together. And there, as I said, there is mounting circumstantial evidence pointing to at least some connection with the Chinese Communist Party and United Front Work apparatus. But we're not at a point where we can, with confidence, say that the Chinese Communist Party ordered these individuals and these organizations.
When this group emerges and comes into the conflict in Hong Kong, how does it then change the situation?
It certainly constitutes escalation on the part of the pro-government slash pro-CCP apparatus. But at the same time, it still confers deniability as to who is actually behind these forces. This is an overt threat to the physical safety of individuals who are challenging the authorities in Hong Kong. But short of, for example, sending in the People's Armed Police or even worse, the People's Liberation Army, to cross the border from China proper into Hong Kong. So it's a signal by individuals who certainly have no compunction in using violence against unarmed civilians. And to me, now what remains to be seen is whether the events of the weekend will have a deterrent effect on the protesters, or that it backfires and generates even more discontent and leads to even more activism against the government.
How closely are people monitoring the Hong Kong authorities' response to this? How hard their investigation is? How hard they go after these vigilantes?
Well, it's been big news in, I would say pretty much around the world, but certainly in Hong Kong, certainly here in Taiwan as well, especially among the more politically aware members of society and the media. This is a big story. It raises all sorts of questions about the future and even, you know, viability of the one country, two systems formula that Beijing has used to reincorporate Hong Kong back in 1997. And we need to bear in mind from a Taiwan angle that this is the same kind of offer that has been extended to the Taiwanese people. So when people in Taiwan and outside Taiwan see what's going on in Hong Kong right now and the clashes and the violence and whatnot, and, you know, the seeming failure of law enforcement in Hong Kong to take appropriate action to make sure that these kinds of organizations are unable to threaten society, it certainly raises all sorts of questions about intentions and about the well-functioning of that particular system.
J. Michael Cole, thank you very much for joining us on PM.
My pleasure. Thank you.
J. Michael Cole is a Taipei-based senior fellow with the Global Taiwan Institute.